Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Siradhe.
Bharata Prabhu has focused his lecture on the subject that if one engages in the service of the lotus feet of the spiritual master, one becomes free from sufferings. I would like to take the same verse and focus on another subject which is addressed in this verse, and that is that by the service of the spiritual master, one can obtain all perfections. Let us please again read the translation. By serving the feet of the spiritual master, one is enabled to develop transcendental ecstasy in the service of the personality of Godhead, who is the unchangeable enemy of the Maru demon, and whose service vanquishes one's material distresses. The Sanskrit word sevaya, by service, is in the instrumental case, like you can use an instrument, for instance, a Wagenheber or a jack, it's called in English, to lift a car. You can also use spiritual tools or spiritual instruments to obtain spiritual ends. The result here is Rati Rasa. Rati means love, and Rasa means our relationship with Krishna. Prabhupada has translated this term, Rati Rasa, as transcendental ecstasy. So if you apply service like an instrument, you can reach a certain result. That is Rati Rasa, or spiritual transcendental ecstasy. This verse gives us, in other words, an instrument for love. Now, in order to develop this transcendental loving ecstasy, it is said we must engage in service to a spiritual master. In the Bhagavatam, it is described what happens when you come close in service. By seva, or service, you always come close to the object of your service. Bhagavatam, it's described what happens to you when you come face to face, actually, to the spiritual master. I would like to refer to you to the 10th canto, chapter 10, verse 41, where it says, Sadhunam sama chitanam sutaram mat kritatmanam darshanan nobhavet bandha. Bandha means bondage, no bondage. Pungso kshno savitur yata. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Oh? So when we come face to face with Srila Prabhupada, the darkness of ignorance goes, just like the darkness of the night disappears when we come face to face with the sun. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. Coming in contact, or coming face to face, this is a very nice explanation. It means a personal contact, face to face, with a sadhu who's fully determined and surrendered, will take away the material bondage. This was the overwhelming experience, really, with those of us who met Srila Prabhupada. A very nice and somewhat humorous scene is Prabhupada's sudden arrival, or should we say, arising in the Frankfurt airport. When this happened, we all went ecstatic, Rati Rasa. We did not feel inclined to observe the rules of the airport any longer. We were free from the bondage of the Frankfurt airport, if you so wish. Some devotees ran over the tarmac, that's the landing barn, the sacred, what is it called? Landing, how do we call this, Jagavari? You know where the planes land? Runway, thank you very much. The sacred runway where absolutely no one should run except an airplane. We were just running, a few of us. I was amongst them. I didn't care. And then we took Prabhupada. We did a huge kirtan in the Frankfurt airport. Although this was not planned by the airport authorities, that there is that it becomes a kirtan hall, and we made a foot washing ceremony for Srila Prabhupada in the VIP lounge, and afterwards we involved all the journalists in the water which had washed the lotus feet of the pure devotee. We just threw the water over everyone's head, and some of us took the remaining water in containers and blessed also the passengers. I have sprinkled everyone. What is this? Nectar! This is a humorous rendition. The more serious rendition is that actually you experience, while being in contact with a determined and surrendered sadhu, that the bondage of material existence, Kant would say, your so-sein, that's your ontological lock in which you are, your conditioned existence, it goes away. No wonder then that the Padma Purana extols or praises the contact with a spiritual master. There's a verse which will which has been quoted by Jiva Goswami, and he had thought deeply about it, which really tells us how to progress and attain this Rati Rasa. The verse is from quoted in the Bhakti Sandhava section 237, and it says, "For me, devotion to my spiritual master is more important than devotion to Lord Hari. If I am devoted to my spiritual master, then Lord Hari will personally reveal himself to me." This is very difficult for the German mentality to follow. We Germans have made our experiences with authorities and are sometimes skeptical with spiritual authorities. Therefore, when we hear such a statement, "For me, devotion to my spiritual master is more important than devotion to Lord Hari," we need an additional explanation so that our full faith in these words arises and is there. And an explanation, a possible explanation, is given in the 7th canto, 15th chapter, verse 25, where it is really explained to us what really happens when you become devoted to a spiritual master. See, what do you consider as an enemy in your spiritual life? Would you agree with me that the mode of rajas and tamas is a problem? Rajas means passion, and tamas means the spiritual dullness which tends to cover us. These are enemies. Now, when you come in contact with the spiritual master, he will awaken you from these modes. He will not tolerate this. It says that for anyone who wants, this is a general statement for those who are interested in spirituality, genuine spirituality. They must all do the same thing, no matter in what religion they are, in what movement they are. It says, one must conquer the modes of passion and ignorance by developing the mode of goodness. And then one must become detached from the mode of goodness even by promoting oneself to the platform of Shuddha Sattva. We have some newer devotees here and some who have forgotten these things also. Shuddha Sattva means a pure level of consciousness which is necessary for spiritual life, and which means you have to overcome the lower influences of lust, greed and anger which are born from tamas and rajas. Now, the verse says, all this, means this elevation to the pure spiritual level of consciousness, all this can be automatically done if one engages in the service of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. In this way, one can conquer the influence of the modes of nature. My dear devotees, this is not just some empty eulogy. It is a fact. We have experienced this in our contact with Srila Prabhupada. When you were with Srila Prabhupada, it was very sweet and overwhelming. And many devotees had such an overwhelming experience that they were responding with either crying, this was more for the Matajis maybe, or very enthusiastic shouts, Hari Bol! You hear on these tapes often these things like, Jai Prabhupada, you know. This means he was emotionally touched. It was an emotional response. He was clearly moved, the Jai Srila Prabhupada shouter. So there was this overwhelming presence. But you also know, I have to change. I'm a great Rajas and Tamas boy. And for me, my contact with Prabhupada, although it was close at times that I could massage him and he gave me very personal instructions, but I always knew when I was with Prabhupada, I have to change. I mean, I really cannot now act like a fool, otherwise you would get it. Prabhupada would make it very clear that he had expectations in his disciples, and that made us always a little shaking. But the last darshan, when I came to see Prabhupada, I was personally so moved and so let me say, so yes, I'm a little sensitive, so just so active, that when I entered the room in London, I lost my dhoti. It was really something. I want to make the point. We knew, and some of us, we feared Srila Prabhupada. In, feared is not the word. Feared is when you don't love someone. We loved him very much, but we were aware. Yes. I know. I will do. Budidoba, you say in Yugoslavian language, means shape up. So, when you... Why? Because when you come and serve such a devotee, you know you have to leave tamas and rajas behind in your life. You have to be a spiritually functioning individual. You cannot be dysfunctional any longer. Another explanation why for this verse, for me devotion to my spiritual master is more important than devotion to Lord Hari is the well-known statement which we sing every morning. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat yasya prasadana gati kutopi. Gati kutopi means his gati, his goal is not known. Those who get the prasada, bhagavat prasada, you get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when you please the spiritual master. Those who do not please the spiritual master, gati kotopi, their goal in their spiritual life is not known. It cannot be said where they will go. It's not certain. There are many possibilities where they can go, but it will be highly, it is not, usually it's not possible to go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead if you have displeased your spiritual master. You may say, this is very strong words. This is too strong. Can you please give a reference from, does Krishna say this, or does God say this, or does a movement of human beings say this? Vaidyanath Prabhu yesterday quoted a verse from the 10th canto where Krishna in fact says this. Naham icha prajati bhyam taposo pashamenava tushye yang savabhutatma guru shushushaya yata. It says, I, Krishna speaks, the soul of all beings, am not as satisfied by ritual worship, Brahminical initiation, penances, or self-discipline, as I am satisfied by faithful service rendered to one's spiritual master. There are statements in our scriptures of devotees who want to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that, I know of one in Bhakti Ratnaka, in the, where they want to reach Gonitaya. They come to Gonitaya somehow, but Gonitaya asked them, who's responsible for you? Only when the devotee, when the spiritual master of the devotee shows up, he's my man. Gonitaya said, God, let him come. Spiritual life works by invitation, not by a party crashing. You have to be invited in the spiritual world by a devotee of Lord Krishna. Then you will get there. And we could all feel this, and we still feel this, as we please Srila Prabhupada or try to genuinely please him. We can feel Krishna is happy. Krishna is satisfied. And we also know when we are, I want to say to all of you young devotees, we Prabhupada disciples are not all angels. Please don't believe us when we sometimes want to appear like this. Prabhupada had his critics of his disciples. He said, you don't read enough. Soon there will be no Hari Hari Bol if you don't read. Prabhupada had to always say again, chant your 16 rounds, come to the Mangalarti, because we didn't do it. He had to say, remind us of four rules and regulations. We are not all angels. At least not me. But we always knew, and that is what you... the moment you try to satisfy Srila Prabhupada, this is, Krishna is satisfied. Even if Prabhupada did not expect his devotees to be... expect the devotees to be just the greatest souls. If he would just see a sincere desire to serve... He would give his mercy. Krishna would give his mercy. Ah, Krishna. Prabhupada once said, because he was a teacher, to one devotee of his disciples who started taking this hippie food, means hashish. He came from this social background, and he said, if you take hashish, I will reject you. The devotee was dumbfounded. He was very attached. You know, some are attached to milk, others were attached to this. Hippie food. So then another devotee later asked him, Prabhupada, will you reject him? Prabhupada, he smiled with tears in his eyes and he said, I will never reject anyone. You know, but as a teacher, he had to say, stop your hippie food. He has to say. So, yes, the moment you come close to Srila Prabhupada, even you may be not always 100% everything, but if you come close and you wish to serve, then he will immediately accept you. I will now make two more Shastric points. I'm aware that you have heard so much and your receptivity might be severely challenged by so much philosophy early in the morning. But I will just make two more statements and then I will tell you a fascinating story which you will like. The Chaitanya Bhagavat makes another very important a verse. It says, there is doubt whether or not the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will attain perfection. But there is absolutely no doubt that those who are attached to serving his devotees will attain perfection. What this means is, The Hare Krishna devotees who serve Krishna might not get perfection. But if the Hare Krishna devotees serve the devotees, they will reach perfection. To make it very simple. This serving of the devotees is important. And Sridhar Swami reminds us that the best devotee, of course, is that devotee who is taking is a spiritual master. And he says, it has already been said that no one is more deserving of service than the guru who gives one knowledge. Consequently, there's also no higher duty than worshipping that spiritual master. Though this worship of the spiritual master gives you a very specific perfection, not an ordinary perfection. The Sanskrit word is Vashishya Lipsu, which Jiva Goswami uses in the Sandavas. Shri Gurum Charanam Nityam Eva Visheshataha. Visheshataha means very specific. Sevam Kuryat. If you want a special perfection, one should constantly and specifically render service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master. What is this special perfection which you get by serving the spiritual master? This special perfection is addressed in this shloka as rati rasa. That means the ecstatic rasa or attachment in a specific original relationship with Krishna. That is what you get when you serve the spiritual master in a tivra way, in an intense way. This is a very, very amazing for us and very nice. See, if you just have association, what means association when you have association with devotees? Does it mean pizza eating? Does it maybe mean to talk about the good old times? Does it maybe mean to make politics with devotees? What means association of devotees? It certainly means all of these things, as we know. But if we want to get the highest benefit from this association, we will engage in hearing from devotees and chanting together with devotees. Jiva Goswami says, as powerful and beneficial as hearing and chanting in the association of pure devotees is, however, there's something more powerful than hearing and chanting. However, personal service rendered to the pure devotees, paricharya, combined with chanting and hearing, brings an exceptional result, vashishyam phalam, that is an even greater love for Krishna. In other words, yes, you can hear from Prabhupada. Yes, you can chant with him. But that will give a very good devotional result. But even higher than that is the personal service to Srila Prabhupada. I must say, I very, very much appreciated our Mother Dina Sharana Mataji's brief was very concentrated and condensed offering yesterday, where she described that an enlightenment or realization which she had, that this service to Prabhupada's mission is really all she wishes to do. It was very heart-touching, this very realized statement. This means a realization is there. Yes, we can hear and we can chant from the lotus lips of our spiritual master. And we always must do this. This is very important. But this service, is so important. I really feel this point needs to be stressed. And you have heard it now from Jiva Goswami's Bhakti Sandabhas. that you please think about this in your own life. You please don't leave this Golok Dham, this very beautiful festival, without thinking about this. Where is your service to Srila Prabhupada? This will give you very specific perfection, means you will get ecstasy. Don't we like ecstasy? Ecstasy, maybe it's too high, I'm not qualified for this. And I will just say a simple word, happiness. Do we like happiness? Yes, we like. This will come by this hearing and chanting and then some service. Sometimes we want to approach Srila Prabhupada in different ways, but service is the road which will bring us all the way to His lotus feet. Yes. I want to now, I've promised you an interesting story which will be easy. I want to read to you something which I read yesterday about one devotee who feels very, I'm so happy that Chakravarti Prabhu and Dina Sharani are here for this part. It's about Malati. Malati is very dear to this couple. They have a very, very deep relationship to this devotee, and she's a wonderful devotee. She's really taking care of Nuvindavan. I saw her taking care of it. Managing and so sweet and so sweet maybe is, yeah, so deep and mature. And she was serving Prabhupada once and had, like many of us, a question. It was difficult for her. She had been in Mayapur as a Western Mataji, and Prabhupada had a small thatched hut, that's a strohbedeckte Hütte, so eine Strohhütte in Deutsch. And there was a separation, there was his room and then only a cloth curtain. Then there was one flame for the kitchen, and Malati was cooking there. It was difficult for her for many reasons. One is she had almost no money and had to struggle to get money from the treasurer to get the sabjis, means the vegetables. Then she had a young little daughter, Saraswati, and to get the sabjis she had to go with boat to the town Navadvip and had to fight with these boatmen for the proper price. Then in Navadvip she had again to fight, you know, a daughter in one arm, with one little, with these rickshaw drivers. You know this struggle with the rickshaw drivers? It can drive you crazy, especially if you have no time, you know, to bargain for the right amount. Then she had to get the fruit and vegetables from the sabjiwala and struggle with him. And then she had to get back, and she had a single portable coal burner as her only heat and so on. And because the devotees didn't have a refrigerator, she had to always go every day to buy things fresh from the market. And so finally she was on the verge of collapsing, am Rande des Zusammenbruches. Physisch und psychisch wahrscheinlich. So, Malati's constant meditation at that time was to arrange the prasadam for Srila Prabhupada very nicely. But even then, Prabhupada would constantly correct her to bring her to the proper standard. Once she was just collapsing and she brought the plate to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada looked at her even before eating and said, "There's too much salt." She was finished. Not that there was too much salt in the food, there was too much salt on the plate. You know, you put a little salt on the plate so that the eating person can, according to his taste, salt the things. So there was an inappropriate mountain of salt, which was too much. So finally, she concluded, I can never get it right. I should find someone else who can do the service better. And she felt immediately relieved and decided, I tell Prabhupada tomorrow that there should be another cook. I am just not qualified. Now the next day, and now it gets interesting and intense. The next day, she heard that Prabhupada's godbrothers were going to come to discuss something with Srila Prabhupada, and then they're invited to take prasadam with him. So she thought, okay, because she had heard that Prabhupada was criticized that female disciples were cooking from him. His godbrothers had no experience of this and had what is this? Had asked this question. And she thought, well, now some Nanda Kumar will cook or some other will cook. But in the morning, Prabhupada called her to discuss the menu with her. We should have this sabji, that sabji, this. And he gave detailed instructions how to make the Bengali sabjis and so on and so forth. As usual. So Malati is very dutiful and decided, well, I just cook today, but tomorrow I tell him that I will never cook again because I'm just not qualified. And she said it with tears in her eyes. She wanted to please Prabhupada, but, you know, it seemed to never be right. So I will now read to you, in the words of Giriraj Maharaj, what happened on that day. I want to request you to hear all this in the framework of what you have heard now, up till now. You have heard that by personal service or direct service to the spiritual master, all perfections will come. Ratidaso will come. Huh? So, are you ready to hear something intense? Shyamachandra said, will you be attentive for this, or will you will be relaxed? Please try to now listen carefully. It might be important for you. When the prasadam was ready, remember there was a cloth which separated the kitchen between Prabhupada's room. Malati lifted up the cloth that separated the work area from your room, Srila Prabhupada. Giriraj writes for Srila Prabhupada. There she saw you sitting on the floor at the end of the room with two of your godbrothers on either side. You appeared to her like a diamond in a gold setting, flanked as you were by your esteemed godbrothers. And she felt intimidated by the presence of such venerable Vaishnavas. Maybe it were these great personality like Sridhar Swami or other Maharajas who really knew so much, who were very respected by many, 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 many people. Already on her knees, means Malati was already on her knees, she pulled her sari over her head and arms so that only her hands showed, and with her knees and elbows on the floor, she carried your plate of prasadam with her outstretched hands, practically crawling between your godbrothers to approach you, her spiritual master. Can you imagine the scene? A Mataji, you know, knowing that what is the social etiquette in India, Matajis would not come so close in such a situation. So she covered herself entirely and just came like this on her knees and elbows. Doesn't this bring almost tears to our eyes? And imagine the situation. She was totally already, I always do things wrong. And then now I have to go. She was in great anxiety. And then she came in between the God brothers. Then your divine grace said to your God brothers, "Yes, she cooks for me. And I criticize her." But she would slit her throat for me, and I would do the same for her. This means emotional talk. She slits her throat. Sie schlitzt sich die Kehle auf in Deutsch. For me, and I would do the same for her. When she heard that, Malati almost collapsed on the floor. That was more than any reciprocation she could have ever hoped for or even imagined. You know, if you slit your throat for someone, what this means is you will do everything for that person. You will give everything for that person. You know, doesn't this tell you of a relationship? Is there a person you would do everything for? Think about it. It's rare such to find such a person. Prabhupada said this about his disciple. I would do everything for her. This is more than a disciple can ever hope. Such an intense or loving reciprocation of the spiritual master. This really means a special perfection. The Sanskrit word which Shiva Goswami uses is an exception, as in Sanskrit, vashtishtam, no, vashishtam phalam. That means, you know, what means Prabhupada gives everything to her, to this disciple. That means he will give her the greatest treasure, which we all want, this Rati Rasa, this love of Godhead. This is the goal, Pumata Moham, of other Vaishnavas, the highest goal, higher than liberation, higher than Artha, means material wealth, higher than sense gratification, higher than the results which Dharma, the execution of religion, can give you. There's the Pumata, the fifth result, Pumata Muhan, that is Prema, Prema Punata Muhan. This love of Godhead. Now, this is a special perfection which comes. I wanted to give this lecture to bring all of our attention to this service to the spiritual master. Now, please, it's very important that we should not misunderstand. Service to the spiritual master means all around service, and we know of the instructions of the spiritual master. Chanting and hearing is the most important. Prabhupada said, of all the instructions of the spiritual master, chanting the rounds of Hare Krishna is the most important. It's not that this should be neglected now, schwarz und weiß. Ne? I only run around now and on my knees and on my elbows and so on. No, this, we need to keep the everything intact and not But this is a very important dimension which I really feel we should approach. I'm aware that the majority of my audience today are disciples of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, and the minority is direct Prabhupada disciples. I want to encourage all of you to think about this in your own terms. Those who are disciples of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada have been very much instructed by their own spiritual masters that they should always approach Srila Prabhupada and can approach Srila Prabhupada directly through his transcendental literature and through his instructions and through selfless service in his mission. I believe that we felt all very, very enlivened by the wonderful darshans which we had on Jamashtami day. The pujaris who have done this and who have, I know they have not slept to do this services. We don't have so many pujaris. So they all had to carry a big burden. I can assure you that Srila Prabhupada would always be very, very, let me say, concerned that the deities would be worshipped properly. Once in Australia, he said to the deities, he said this later, a prayer, you know, I have left you in the hands of these mlechas. He spoke of, I mean, I don't want to, didn't mean the Australians, the Prime Minister of Australia. He hadn't given them the deities, had given the deities to a temple. So, I've left you in the hands of these, my disciples. Please help them to serve you. I'm going now. Prabhupada was in anxiety. Hopefully they are served properly, these deities. So he had great concern, and I really felt on Jamashtami, Radha Madan Mohan just looked so wonderful, and they looked so pleased. It was not just that Radha Madan Mohan looked just beautifully decorated. They looked beautiful because they had so much love for the devotees which they gave. When you stood on the altar, well, when you stand on the altar, you're very nervous sometimes, but sometimes when you're not so nervous and you're natural, then you could see the deities were so pleased with all the devotees also. So please continue doing your service in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Please do this and you will get a special perfection. Now, at the end, I want to say, give an empirical proof. I have heard many, many very extraordinary reports, the word, of devotees who left their material bodies, who died, and you know, nowadays we know. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said every third of the normal person gets cancer. You know, if I start counting here, 1, 2, 3. Should I continue or will you be shocked? This is also, we might get it, especially if you have anxiety in your mind. This is anxiety. Don't be full of worries. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. This is the slow. Yes, then you don't get it. Be happy. It's important. And there have been devotees who have left the bodies. And they are amazing stories. How they get the special perfection. They may still go through some karmic purification. But then, at the time of death, we very often have heard how Krishna appeared to these devotees, and how amazing things happened. Sometimes our movement is criticized by other Gaudiya preachers. Oh, the ISKCON doesn't do this, it doesn't do that. We have been trained to serve Srila Prabhupada, or serve the Spiritual Master, and get in this direction special perfection. This Guru Nishtha is an emphasis which Prabhupada has put very much into our movement. It's very much there. I think you know, if you compare the teachings, like a scientist would do, you know, what is there? What do they say? What do they say? What do these devotees say? We stand on the ground of Jiva Goswami's Bhakti Sandarbha philosophically and as far as our connection is on what, how Prabhupada trained us, and this Vashishtam Phalam, this fruit, this special fruit, comes when you hear a chant from the Spiritual Master, and then you do the really service. You give your best. You somehow, you know, let us never lose this movement. If we lose this movement as ISKCON, if we lose this mood, we lose many more things. We lose spiritual perfection. This must be kept. It's very important for our sadhana and for our spiritual success. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bom,